Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Welcome back to the White Paper. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker. Today marks the start of set two. And we're not just easing into this one. We're coming in bold. Our dream team reviewers? Brookings Institute, MIT, Harvard, Stanford, Johns Hopkins, Cambridge, and the Cato Institute. These are the best minds in economics, technology, policy, and law, and they're all watching this closely. And here's why. I'm going to pull back the curtain and show you how in just 1 year we could save 4,000 lives, prevent 250 wrongful convictions, cut gun crime by up to 10%, boost the clearance rates in homicide by 31 percentage points, and solve an additional 15,400 cases every year, which means a total reduction of up to 5 to 7% in crime each year. And over 10 years, this doesn't just save lives. The calculations show that it saves $78.4 billion in public spending. So you're sitting there asking me, is this real? 100%. Because like I said, this is where we pull back the curtain. This is where emerging tech, it doesn't just save money. It saves your brother, your sister, your daughter. Real lives. Lives with a purpose. So what if every bullet casing and slug at a crime scene, it wasn't just a clue, but a cryptographically verifiable tamper-proof ID, leading investigators to the truth and only the truth? So 6 new original equations, 9 original enforcement models, 8 original smart contract models, all tested, all reviewed, and now real. So let's talk facts. The United States sees around 20,000 firearm homicides each year. Another 85,000 people survive gunshot wounds, many of them with lifelong trauma. Now here's the part that should stop you cold. The national clearance rate for gun homicides? Just 46%. That means more than half of all firearm murders go unsolved. Not because detectives don't care. Not because of any other reason, but the system is broken. The ATF's NIBIN system, our national ballistic database, helped generate over 50,000 leads in 2022. But here's the problem. It's siloed, it's slow, it's fragmented. Ballistic matches can take weeks, sometimes months, and worst of all, it only responds after the damage is done. It doesn't stop crime. It doesn't prevent it. So put yourself in a detective's shoes. Imagine trying to solve a murder, and your only witness is a bullet with no name. Now, imagine a different system. A world where every firearm, every single one, is minted with a non-fungible token, an NFT. Not for art, not for trading, but to serve as a digital fingerprint. That NFT holds the weapon's ballistic signature, a cryptographic hash of what it leaves behind every time it's fired. It includes a tamper-proof micro-etch ID and a full chain of legal transfers, all locked in behind encryption. No one, not police, not prosecutors, can access that data unless a court authorizes it. Every sale, every handoff, every legal transfer, all captured in a smart contract. Every bullet fired leaves behind a trail, a forensic clue that links back to the NFT. If, and only if, the blockchain says yes. Now stop for a second. Here's something most people don't know. Every gun barrel is a fingerprint machine. Inside the barrel are spiraled grooves called rifling that spins the bullet for stability. But here's the thing. Even two barrels made in the same factory on the same day are never truly identical. Microscopic tool marks, imperfections, wear and tear, they're all random. But they're permanent. They're unique. So when a bullet is fired, it doesn't just fly. It carries a signature, a set of microscopic striations, markings, etched into its surface. That's the barrel speaking. The casing, the shell of a bullet that flies out of the gun, same story. The firing pin, the breech face, the extractor call, each leave their mark. Together, they form a ballistic fingerprint, unmistakable, one of one. But today, those clues sit in evidence bags. They wait. They degrade. And too often, they lead to nowhere. Now, this is where it gets fun. Imagine if all of that data, the bullet signature, the casing's imprint, the weapon's history, was anchored to a blockchain, immutable, verifiable, and only accessible when the Constitution says it should be. And with zero knowledge proofs, investigators could ask, just type in their computer, was this bullet fired from a registered weapon? Without ever exposing the name behind it, unless a judge approves. Now that's not just innovation, that's forensic revolution. And it starts the first shot when the gun is fired. So now let's break this down even further. Let's get microscopic. Inside every blockchain-enabled firearm are laser-etched codes that we've designed, hidden deep in the firing pin, the chamber wall, and the breech face. Now, these are called micro-etchings, tiny alphanumeric patterns etched just 25 to 50 microns deep, too small for the human eye, too specific to duplicate by chance. And when that weapon fires, those micro etchings transfer directly onto the cartridge casing. A tiny mark left behind like a whisper from the gun itself. Now here's the kicker. even after 500 to 1,000 rounds, bullets expended, those micro etchings are still legible. Under the forensic imaging, they're durable, they're traceable, and most importantly, they're verifiable. Now, each micro etch pattern, it's hashed, it's anchored to the firearm's NFT. That means if someone tries to fake a ballistic match, maybe they cloned rifle patterns to plant false evidence, they'd still have to reproduce the exact micro etch and match the hash. And that's like forging a fingerprint or a retina scan and getting them both past a cryptographic gatekeeper. It's not just unlikely, it's impossible. This is the second layer of forensic defense, and it makes ballistic cloning, forgering, and evidence tampering all obsolete. So now let's as you're in this, thinking about this, as you're imagining and you're seeing what tomorrow looks like now, let's talk about scale. We ran the full economic model using a new equation, the Decker clearance crime cost equation, what we call the DCCE. It simulates what happens when the system is rolled out nationwide. And the results? With 90% adoption rate, the United States, we see 4,000 lives saved every single year, 17,000 non-fatal shootings prevented, 15,400 additional gun crimes solved annually, 140 million in law enforcement savings, 1.1 billion in avoided medical costs, and over 6 billion in recovered economic productivity. But even with all those numbers that I just said, here's the number I want you to sit with, to really, truly, truly sit with for a moment. For every 1% increase in this new tech, this adoption of this new tech, we save 44 lives and prevent 170 injuries. Imagine that. 44 lives saved for every 1% of adoption, meaning if just 1% of the U.S. adopted this model, 44 lives are saved and 170 injuries are prevented. Just think about that. Just 1% more coverage. That's an entire classroom of lives, of children, of future engineers, the next president, the doctors, the lawyers, your neighbor. That's an entire block that isn't shot up. That's a city council that doesn't have to bury its own. Now, this isn't speculative. This isn't theoretical. This is modeled, validated. It's real. It's not policy potential. It's policy precision with a measured return on life, safety, and truth. So as we're talking about this, you're like, okay, Nick, how did you come to those numbers? How did you do all this? What's the math, the validation behind this? So how did we actually measure all of this? We built a predictive model, a very unique and brand new model for this technology. It's called the Decker Clearance Crime Cost Equation. And like I said before, we call it DCCCE. And no, you don't have to have a math degree to get it. You don't have to be a genius or an Einstein to get what I'm saying here. Because here's the idea. The model connects three things. How many more crimes we solve, how much crime drops when that happens, and how much money is saved in the process. It's simple. It's very simple. If the clearance rates go up, which means more cases are solved, then violent crime drops. That's not just theory. It's backed up by decades of criminology research. People that went before me and put all this together, and we built something new from it. Why? Why did we build something new? Because if people know that they'll be caught, they're a lot less likely to pull the trigger. And when crime drops, so do costs. Fewer investigations, fewer court cases, fewer people in the hospital, fewer broken families. Now let's apply that to a real city. Chicago. Right now, meaning this very day, Chicago sees around 780 gun homicides a year, with only about 45% of them getting solved. So we ran the math. We crunched the numbers. We simulated what would happen if we deployed this blockchain system at 90% coverage, meaning if it was adopted by 90% of the U.S. And here's what we found. The homicide clearance rates, meaning cases solved, jumped by almost 17% points. Gun crime drops by almost 9%. An additional 69 lives saved each year in Chicago. Over 230 non-fatal shootings prevented annually. 130 more homicide cases solved every year. Every year. Now, financially, that means Chicago saves over $180 million on investigations and another $45 million in medical costs. That's more than $230 million saved in just 3 years. Let that sink in for a moment. Because this isn't just a cool idea or innovation. It's real math applied to real cities with life or death outcomes. For Chicago, this system wouldn't just improve public safety. It would transform it. Now, I know what you're thinking. What about ghost guns? What about criminals using unregistered 3D printed weapons with no serial numbers? Well, that's a great question. And here's the answer. The absence of data is the clue. In our system, when a casing or bullet doesn't match anything on the blockchain, it doesn't just disappear into a void. It doesn't just disappear. It's instantly flagged as a likely ghost gun case. The system doesn't just say what the weapon is. It tells investigators when a weapon is missing from the system entirely. And that's a lead. Now, what if someone tries to clone a gun's rifling patterns using the high-precision machining to fake the ballistic match? Our software solves that too. The design of this is meant to solve that. It doesn't just compare the rifling marks. It also checks these micro-etched hashes, the laser-engraved ID etched deep into the firing pin and the breech face. If the rifling matches, but the micro-etch doesn't, it's flagged instantly. A forgery attempt that's been exposed. And if someone tries the old trick of brass planting, meaning scattering spent cases from another gun to throw off an investigation, we solve that issue too here at the White Paper. Our system has that covered because every time, every casing is linked to the blockchain, it's timestamped and logged. At the moment of discharge, try to drop a casing from last week on today's crime scene, and the timeline won't match. The system calls it out, and the court sees it and they see right through it. This isn't just smart forensic. It's a tamper-proof audit trail engineered to hold up in court, hold up against cross-examinations. No fakes, no fabrications, just hard truth, time-stamped, verified, admissible in court. Now, I'm a gun owner. I live in Oklahoma, the south of the U.S. Everyone owns a gun here. So let's shift gears, because every gun owner in America, listen to this, is now asking the same thing. It's the same question that always comes up in these conversations. What about privacy, Nick? Well, that answer is simple. We built a system where your privacy isn't just protected. It's enforced cryptographically. And here's how this works. Every firearm ownership record, it's encrypted. The identity behind the weapon, your privacy, it's locked behind a 3 of 5 multi-signature system. That means it takes a judge. That means it takes a forensic lab analyst and a law enforcement official all together to unlock any of that personal data. And like I said, investigators can still run queries like, was this firearm linked to a casing? And the blockchain just simply returns a yes or no answer. No names, no locations, no tracking unless there's a valid warrant entered on-chain and cryptographically confirmed. And so you're sitting there like, okay, is this futuristic? How does this work with our laws? That is a great question. And we did our research too on that. And yes, to answer your question, yes, it's 100% compliant with Riley versus California in 2014, Katz versus the United States in 67, and Daubert versus Merrill Dow in 93. So let's be clear about this one thing on this technology. This is not gun registration. This is not about surveillance. It's not about control. It's about a forensic ledger that's constitutionally protected, warrant-based, and precision engineered to respect your rights, your livelihood, your freedom. Now, this isn't just theory. And it's not just possible, it's necessary. So you're asking me, your next question is, this sounds amazing. But how much would this cost to implement this on a large scale nationwide? Well, for the US, the cost analysis was $10.5 billion. That's just $26.25 per firearm on average. And the return over 10 years? $78.4 billion, 40,000 lives saved, 2,500 wrongful convictions avoided, and 94 police officers' lives preserved. All of that while protecting gun owners, their privacy, with the strongest encryption known to man. This was not what blockchain was meant to do. But it has been transformed not to just disrupt banks, not to just tokenize meme coins, but to change everything, to bring justice, real justice, to places where truth is life or death. Because when bullets fly, families break. And when justice fails, trust dies. But when tech innovation steps up, when code replaces chaos, and when every bullet and bullet casing speaks the truth, We don't just solve crimes. We prevent them. Now, blockchain wasn't just built to change money. It was built to protect people. So you have the technology now. Let's use it. Thank you for listening to the white paper. Today, we brought you 6 new equations, all original to this research. 9 new enforcement models, all new, and 8 original code bases. This isn't just theory anymore. It's a constitutional solution, engineered for the 21st century. Tomorrow, I'll be dropping the full papers and the podcast summary, so you can see the research, run the numbers, and examine it for yourself. I hope this episode showed you what's possible when tech meets truth, and how blockchain, NFTs, and forensic science can save lives, protect rights, and deliver real justice. Next Friday, we shift gears. We're doing something. We're answering a question that has been asked for a decade or more. We're talking about Medicare, insurance, and healthcare. Because innovation isn't just about tearing systems down. No, it's not. It's about building something better for everyone. Do you have questions about blockchain, emerging tech, or how innovation can improve the world around you? Email me at askme@thewhitepaper.io. Let's find that solution together. And don't forget to subscribe, share, and stay informed. The world is changing, and it's changing fast. And here at The White Paper, we're ready for it. Again, thank you for tuning in. I'll be here every Friday.